Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Yoko.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
My pleasure.
I've always been inspired by the works of both you and John.
That's nice, sweet.
The exhibit of John's art is going to be here in Charlotte November 24th through the 26th, and we're going to be able to see prints from four series. Is that right?
Well, I suppose. I mean, I'm not, you know, preview of what they've selected.
Okay.
I was asked the gallery to do their own curating.
I see. I know a majority of the lithographs are black and white, but you've chosen to hand color some of them. How did you come to that decision?
Well, because initially the people who were setting up the program said that some galleries won't take it if there's no colored ones. And it was just a practical thing, and they, in fact, came up with a colored one. I said, why did you do this, you know? And the explanation was that. So I said, well, if that's what it is, at least let me do it, because I was a partner, and maybe John wouldn't have minded it. And the way I colored them, I tried to color them so that it's colored, but it's not really interfering with John's original drawing.
Mm-hmm. My personal favorite in this collection is Watch the Holes, Yoko. I think that's a very warm and tender image.
He's so sweet, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that the art originally was John's gift to you, and many of them are very personal, but were there any other sources of inspiration and encouragement beyond his family life?
Yes. So, you know, there's some, like a rock and roll or whatever, that sort of stuff, that I try to include. Many different styles of John's work and also many different themes. But I must say that it's a little bit heavy on the family, I think.
Well,
but,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Because we all know you and Sean and love you so much. You've talked in the past about some of the apathy that John endured concerning his art. Did he also feel the joys and know that his work was appreciated by the public?
Not really. I mean... Well, of course, you know, he did experience that in the field of music, obviously.
Right.
But with his artwork, sadly, while he was here, he was not seeing a good reaction yet.
Mm. Why do you think it seems to take so long for someone such as John to be recognized as an important artist?
Well, it was, strangely enough, the fact that he was so famous that was hindering it, you know. And that happens sometimes, I think.
Was he reluctant to exhibit his work?
No, he wasn't. He was trying to look for a gallery and things like that. And as you know, he did have a show in Robert Fraser Gallery.
Right.
Which was kind of ignored by the critics. And also then he did a litho show, which was confiscated by Scotland Yard. And then the same show was in New York, but... by then, he didn't even attend it, you know, and we heard that it was kind of, some people had fun, and but the majority of the people were kind of cynical, I think. So that's how it was, and some galleries would come to John and say something like, okay, I'll give you a show, there's a side room to this artist that, you know, is a very, very interesting artist, and do you want to come in the opening and play the guitar, you know. It was just too insulting, and he would just say no, you know.
Well, these lithographs celebrate one of the greatest unions of our time, you and John, and it's one of the things that makes them so special is that every time the two of you are drawn together, it's with one line, so it really does seem like you were really one.
Yes, two is one, yeah.
I know that while recording, John liked to use a lot of the recording studio tricks to change his voice, but in his art... he used the everyday themes and the flowing lines. Was he more comfortable as an artist, do you think?
I don't know. That's an angle. It's a very interesting angle you brought up. I haven't thought of it. Yeah, maybe he had, well, one is to do with his talent. He had this flowing kind of talent. And when he's inspired, he just does it, you know, he always did it, you know. And so that's how he was.
Was he more confident in his talents and art?
No, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, just the way he makes music. When he was just playing on the piano or something like that at home, you see the same flowing effect.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you go to the studio and you have to deal with the musicians and the engineers, and it becomes a whole different thing. But I do think that you hear that kind of relaxedness in his voice, though. I mean, he had a beautiful singing voice, and it just comes through that he was very relaxed when he's singing.
The first thing, John was an art student. What do art students of today think when they see his work?
Well, some art students do come to the gallery show, and some art students, because they're probably very much into art and they're not so much into rock music or something like that, mostly classic music, you know, classical music that they like both. And they're surprised that John is so professional. His techniques are very good, and they're very impressed with John's work.